Patio Candy, Lexi here again, doing Vampire Wisdoms and Lost on the East Beaches questionnaire about love and relationships. Oh dear, two things that I know very, very little about. Let's get started. Who is your celebrity crush? Well, I sort of have like seven of them. I don't know, like, who knows my username, but it's Kim Seokjin Princess, and Kim Seokjin is a member of this K-pop band who is probably, like, the most wonderful group of beautiful men that this world has ever seen. I've been obsessed with them since, like, October, and they're so talented, and they're just so gorgeous, and they're absolutely adorable. I literally cannot. But Kim Seokjin is my favorite. Well, Kim Seokjin and Kim Namjoon are my favorite members. I'm sort of obsessed with them. Like, terribly, terribly obsessed. They're on my wall right now. I see them when I wake up. That's really creepy. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that. Yeah, Kim Seokjin is just, oh my god, he's the cutest thing. And he cooks all the time. And has the prettiest face. With the prettiest hair and the prettiest lips. It's really not fair. He just does this thing where he eats all the time. And I don't understand why someone loving food is just adorable. It's probably because I have a similar obsession with food. Yeah, it's almost definitely that. And then, oh, there's Kim Namjoon, who is, oh my god, he is the biggest dork in the entire world. Like, he's really, really hot. And on stage, he is just really, really sexy because he's a rapper. But, oh my god, like, in the video blogs, he is the world's hugest dork, and that's the cutest thing to me. Especially when you look more into his history and you find out, like, oh, this really, really huge dork actually has a genius level IQ and actually writes the most gorgeous lyrics. It's just, oh, he looks like he would be, like, the perfect boyfriend. I hate him so much. I'm gonna stop ranting. Oh, this is gonna be such a ranty audio. I'm so sorry. Number two, what qualities do you look for in a partner? Well, the most important quality I look for is honesty, I think. I'm of the philosophy that honesty and open, like, forthcoming communication is the most important part of a relationship. Like, a relationship can't work if the people included in it just refuse to communicate their feelings and their honest thoughts with each other. Because if you can't communicate what you want from that relationship, what you want from each other, what you want from life, then you're never going to be able to fulfill that need in each other. Or you're just, I don't know, it's just lack of communication in relationships just really bothers me. Especially, like, when I see it in movies or TV shows, and I'm just like, you dumb assholes. If you just took a second to, like, swallow your pride and talk to each other about your issue, then you wouldn't really have an issue. Like, just the fact that you're refusing to talk about the problem that you're having is making the problem metastasize to 10 billion times worse. So, also, I'm just one of those people that I'm really honest. I say what's on my mind. And although that has backfired on me a lot, like, in my relationships, never for the reason that you would think. So, yeah, honesty, like, open, honest communication, and honesty is just my number one thing in a partner. Like, I need someone that's really willing to disclose information to me and talk to me about what we're doing. Are you in a relationship right now? Yes, with my right hand. And the internet. Tumblr. Porn. Lots of porn. I probably shouldn't have said that. That's a really awkward thing to say. Let's see. When were you last in a relationship? I had a friends with benefit. I had a friends with benefit relationship. Wait, friend? Friend with benefits. I put the S in the wrong place. I had a friend with benefits relationship about a year ago. Yeah, before I moved. So about a year ago, and that actually wasn't a really good relationship. I'm not even sure if that counts as relationship. Does it? If not, then my actual romantic relationship was my freshman year of high school. My only real requited romantic relationship was my first relationship in high school, and nothing since. Boys just generally sort of don't like me. Is there someone you're interested in right now? Other than Kim Seok Jin, Kim Nam Jun? Not really. Oh, there was this boy that I was sort of interested in a little bit. This really cute boy in one of my culinary classes. I barely know his name, and I've never spoken to him. I just thought he was the cutest thing. He had, cute boys wearing chef whites, but then again, he's a cute boy wearing chef whites with this fluffy dark hair and circle lens glasses. Ah! Cutest thing! And then, last week, I found out he smokes. So I'm distraught. Because I'm not a big fan of smokers. It's a disgusting habit. So, cute culinary boy, as I like to call him, just ruined all of his cuteness. It was really disappointing. When was the last time you had your heart broken? Does finding out cute culinary boy smokes count? I think the last time I had my heart broken was probably the first time I had a date with my friend with benefit. I'm just gonna call him my FWB. And it was because we're actually really close friends, before we started doing stuff. Oh, that was really, immature way of referring to that. I need to think of a better way to refer to that. Before we started going on dates, we were really close friends. And so I was visiting him in his dorm. And I just remember him. I remember he had to walk me down to the desk so he can get my class ID. And I remember him shushing me and just telling me to be quiet and later on he told me it was because the girl he liked was about to get on the elevator and he didn't want her to see me. So that sort of broke my heart a little bit. I wasn't really happy about that. But c'est la vie. That was a year and a half ago because that was the first time we met up. What would you say you love about the idea of getting off and making out? I assume with getting other people. I've never gotten off with another person. I just really like kissing people. Kissing people is fun, even if it's not making out. Just kissing people is really fun. It's really pretty. Oh. Not pretty. That's my mind going places. Pretty isn't the word. It's just really... I don't know. There's just something so intimate about kissing a person. And you can feel their hands on your cheeks, on your waist, in your hair. It's a really nice feeling of just sort of being touched intimately like that, but not necessarily sexual, but just intimate, is what I think. What's your favorite part of a man? How do I answer that question? Well, my favorite physical part of a man is probably his face. Body doesn't matter so much to me, but if that top little area right there is just aesthetically pleasing, and open and friendly, then I already have like half a crush on you. And I guess I mentally and emotionally, my favorite part of a man is just his heart. Like, I really like boys that are, it can tell they're really good-hearted and kind, like deep in their hearts. This is actually the most awkward audio. I'm just going to... I stopped it for a second. I stopped this audio. I was like, I'm going to delete it. But then I realized, shit, I've been ranting for like 10 minutes. I might as well keep fucking going. So please ignore me. I can't even say that it's early. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not early. I'm just lazy and sort of tired. What was the most awkward conversation you had with your former partner? Probably the time that I slept over at his family house. And was like, we were just sort of point blank talking, like, hey, I really want to make out. And he's like, can't do that. My mom's in the living room. But if you want, I can drive you home later and we can make out then. It's basically how the conversation went. And we did make out in the car later, and it was great. G-strings, thongs, granny undies, or commando? Okay, see, when I first looked at this questionnaire, I had to ask my best friend, who I was on Skype with at the time, like, what's the difference between a G-string and a thong? I don't understand. And I still don't really understand the difference between a G-string and a thong. I don't. They both just look similarly revealing to me. And I'm not a really big fan of revealing. So I think I'm just going to go with granny panties. Because, yeah. Would you kiss your crush in public? Yes, I would. I'm a big fan of PDA. I don't have anything against it. As long as it's not like, well, like basically eating each other's faces in public. Like, that would be weird. And inappropriate for children. So, yeah. I don't know why for some reason I thought I could end this audio on like a so yeah, which I almost did. That would have been really awkward and a really bad way to just like end a thing. But yeah, thank you for listening to my awkward rant about my past relationships and my philosophy on love, which isn't really that valid because I'm like 19. I'm 20 and I know nothing about love and boys and blah. Thank you for listening to my inexperienced, awkward rambling, and hopefully I will be less awkward and inexperienced in the future. Bye!